For people looking to buy cheaper advertising in any business, not just cars, the internet is widely considered the place to go. But Warren Berger has another suggestion, radio. He's been watching and writing about the ad industry for 20 years. Last year, for the first time, companies spent more on internet ads than radio ads. Still, Berger argues radio ads are a good deal.
It's funny to me how radio advertising really hasn't changed that much. It's a great vehicle for local marketers because you can just sort of establish yourself as a local presence on the radio.
Come on in to Tiffany's Backyard Barbecue.
The rates are affordable. You can go in there and advertise a lot and repeat your message, you know, a lot.
Grady's got your truck.
You know, the thing about radio is that you don't need to be paying full attention.
Grady's got your truck.
It just kind of gets in your brain and kind of works its way in there through repetition.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Cargo Pants Designer.
And there are good ones that do emerge.
Is that a banana in your pocket? Yes. And an orange. And a pocket comb. And an extra set of keys. And my sunglasses.
Totally prepared now.
There are some people that manage to do some very clever stuff.
Yay!
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Prince of the Pockets. Some may fill your shoes, but no one can fill your pants.
If you remember, in years ago, you used to hear the same commercials over and over again, and you'd hear the same slogans and jingles.
As long as there is thirst, there's always hope.
And it would get sort of drummed into your head. That doesn't happen so much on TV anymore because of the splintered television audience, but it still happens on radio. Radio, you can still get in there and hit someone 20 times a day with your message. And that, believe me, that really gets into their heads.
Warren Berger's forthcoming book is called Glimmer, How Design Can Transform Your Life and Maybe Even the World.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.